Good evening, everybody. Today is October 6th. The time is 6:03 p.m. And let's go ahead and open up our election review committee meeting. Madam Clerk, we may have a roll call.
Councilman Brian Taylor.
Here.
Councilman Janine Driscoll.
Here.
Councilmember Jim Makoviak.
Here.
Mayor Mike Taylor. Councilmember Shelley Owens.
Here.
Councilmember Tanya Lewis.
Here.
Councilmember Vice Mayor Kyle Bishop.
Here.
There is enough for a quorum. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Now we will go to Brian Taylor, if you would read our vision statement and remind us why we're all here.
So happy to. Thank you, Vice Mayor. Acting Mayor, sorry. We envision a distinctive community that prospers while and by protecting its natural resources, with a sustainable economy and infrastructure that assures public health and safety while promoting personal development and initiative, and where all members take social responsibility and actively participate in decision-making affecting growth, development, regulation, and enforcement, and in which people retain a closeness with and caring for each other individually and collectively while working together to accomplish community goals and preserve community traditions.
Thank you. So not a ton on the agenda tonight, but we'll be going over the canvassing the absentee question, defective spoiled ballots, certifying the reports of the election for October 3rd, and signing the certificates of election by the mayor and city clerk. And without further ado, I will pass it to our super duper clerk team.
All right, thank you. We are going to be passing around the report of the preliminary election results. If you could look at them and then initial once you have checked them out for accuracy. Yes, so what you're going to have is the copy that I filled out, and well, the election officials filled out that I brought back and has been locked in City Hall, as well as the one that the election chairperson takes home and then brings to this meeting.
Where do you need my initials on this?
If you could just initial the top.
Just anywhere on the form?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And just one of them is fine?
I would initial both of them because that way they came back to each other and they still match.
Perfect. That looks good to me. I think I just technically initialed that one on the back, but you'll have to forgive me. Onwards to you. There you are.
Okay, so we're missing something here.
Okay, yeah, so you'll notice on the document that the total number of write-ins and the votes that they had are different because neither of us had them filled out. We totally forgot that. Newbie mistake here. It was brought to our attention that we forgot to tally all of the write-ins that were less than five people. So we did add it and then put it back, you know, reposted it on the notice. But Karen wasn't here with her copy to be able to update that information.
So do we need to note that anywhere or anything? Or
I think probably me just explaining it will be the notation of that. I don't know. I pass that to you, Karen. So I guess if you want to look at it, you can watch her do it because she's going to total from the papers in front of you.
Does this go to the division of election?
And it's really nice having the real Karen here rather than ChatGPT Karen. That's, when I call on the phone, that's, I assume I'm talking to ChatGPT Karen. She's right 78% of the time, ChatGPT Karen is. Okay, so
you've got D on top on one and then C on top on the other.
Oh, and I didn't initial it either. Sorry. Oh, yeah, look at that. Yeah, it has it like these one. Yeah.
Just
again, when you just there you go. Many eyes makes for good work here. Oh, I see. Okay, so these are on different pages here.
Yeah.
So really, you should be making sure that these numbers match that.
Okay. So, I mean, there are 15 with people with fewer than 5 votes write-ins.
Is that between both of the ballots?
So, yeah. So on here, this is seat D.
That one had more than
15,
okay.
So she was in.
Yep,
so it'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 with 9 votes because one person had 2 votes for them.
Okay, well, that makes.
Is our camera on?
Okay, here you go. I did.
It looks like it's been turned off. There we go.
Thank you.
Yeah, totally could be a keyboard shortcut or something. I don't know. I guess I'll.
Okay, while the rest of the council members continue to check over the preliminary results, Karen is going to pass out the master voter registration list, the register voter registry. Is that it? You guys already have the tally sheet, the election judge oaths. And that's where we'll stop. Oh, and the properly cast ballots for you to also look at while we finish.
Registry, we'll be using this when we do the absentees to verify the registered voters, and then the And then these are all the properly cast ballots that have not been opened since. And there's no need to open that unless we have a problem with it.
Okay, so these ballots are what's been cast and counted already. Okay. How nice that we have so many community members who are willing to donate their time. So ought I to peruse this registry now? Am I looking for anything? If I am, review the voter rolls, I guess.
No, you're just verifying that it's there, but you will be using this for the absentee affidavit envelopes to verify.
A question, if I can. I see some of these signature lines have initials on them. It's just curiosity.
That's for marking our absentee voters in person.
Okay, so they voted.
They came early, and did the early voting, yeah. And so that kind of just helps us know that they came in and did that. And then some of them will also show if they only voted in the city. And that's more just for me in case they were to question from Rhea.
Gotcha. One other question, if I could, just for my understanding. I see you have three columns for identified by, and that's all acronyms. There's VC, PK, and OI.
Yeah, the VC, the first one is for, they had their voter's card. The second one is personally known. And then the other one is other identifier. Could be like a birth certificate, driver's license, hunting license. There's a whole slew of other appropriate IDs.
Yeah, so one person, okay, so yeah. What's that?
You want to be in my mic so they can hear me?
All right, so we had two questioned ballots, which means that when they came in, they were not found in the registry or there was another issue. So they filled out a question ballot oath and affidavit form. The day after election day, I have to call into our regional headquarters and I give them the information from the front and they look them up in their database and will tell us whether they're active or inactive. Inactive means that they are not registered here in Gustavus and cannot participate in that vote. So the findings were, you'll see up here, we gave them Q1 and Q2 for question ballot one, question ballot two. That coincides with our question ballot inventory. Q1 is active, Q2 is inactive. So do you want me to pass them around?
Yes.
Let me pass them around. And then that's something, maybe it should go with the register so they can look at it. Q1, it was a goofy situation. The person came in to sign in. Somebody else had put their name on their line. We found that person, the other person's name. Everything was good. So when you go there, you're going to see some weird notes in the like notations in there. And it's just explaining that the person signed on the wrong line. And so to have them sign the oath, we had to do a question ballot because by signing in that register, they're signing the oath essentially. That's
will the registry be kept at City Hall in the future?
That gets sent back to the Board of Elections.
Okay. I'd like an opportunity to actually look through it, you know, not for the purposes of the questioned ballots. Not for it, just to kind of. Okay. Yeah, I think we've had some people that did not reside here that were registered voters.
Okay, I will reach out to our regional election contact, and I'll see if that is an acceptable thing or not.
We've also, I think, may have had people, deceased people that are still in the registry. And if there are some that we think are definitely ineligible, we may want to follow up with it, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, so there is a form that if there is a family member of one of the deceased, they can request that, and I have a form for them to fill out, so it will take them off of the registry.
Okay.
So now we'll need a motion to deem Q2 ineligible.
I move that the Election Review Board reject question ballot Q2 that were not eligible to vote in the city of Gustavus.
Really quick, if you guys, when you're making motions or seconding, if you could please also put your name in, because I'm going to be doing the minutes from the recording. Thank you.
This is Councilmember Lewis. Who made the motion? Do I have a second?
Shelley, second.
Councilmember Bishop.
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Councilmember Makoviak?
Yes.
Councilmember Driscoll?
Yes.
Councilmember Ryan Taylor?
Yes.
Motion passes with a unanimous vote.
Okay, Mr. Acting Mayor. This is Shelley. I move that the Election Review Board accept question ballot Q1 that was eligible to vote in the city of Gustavus.
I, Brian Taylor, second that.
Madam Clerk, we may have a roll call vote, please.
Point of order. I see in our little sheet here, do you need to open this to council member comment at all?
Do any council members have any comment on either of the two items? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, may we have a roll call vote?
Thank you for entertaining me.
Yes, Vice Mayor. Council member Tanya Lewis? Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Councilmember Makoviak?
Yes.
Councilmember Driscoll?
Yes.
Councilmember Brian Taylor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Bishop?
Yes.
Vote passes with a unanimous vote.
With it passing, Q1 will get open, and then we'll get put into our ballot box.
All right, sorry, going a little out of order from my outline that I gave you folks. We had one spoiled ballot, meaning somebody marked something or did something they did not want. And so they are able to turn it in and then get a new ballot. This was our spoiled ballot, 138. Any questions? All right, now we will move on to the absentee ballot portion. So first, I'm going to need somebody to sit with the register and with a partner, and you're going to go through, and for every person that's on there, you need to look them up by name and make sure that they are in our registry, making them a valid voter in the city of Gustavus. Once they are valid or accept, I guess valid, right? We'll put them in a pile. Then we can have somebody else labeling them, maybe, because they're each going to have A1, A2, A3, and so on in succession. If we find that there is one invalid, we will need to place that into a separate pile so that we can then motion to reject it.
One set of two, look through them, but not two more sets of two.
Do you want, should they each have somebody over watching over them as well?
Yeah, each should have somebody watching.
Okay.
So we're going to look at the same ballots. They go around the table just like we just did?
No. So,
well, that was before.
Do we want to just do the four of them over there? The two in the middle can number and look up, and the two people on either side can be their supervision to make sure everything's on the up and up.
That's good. Very efficient.
This act without the lock, huh?
To the clerk of the city.
It sure has worked for us this year.
Yeah, but it goes in the accepted file. Wait, this is the first of your accepted.
So I label it A1.
No, that does not go in because that's not an absentee ballot.
Okay.
That's just, they're all going to go, once you guys are done, all the accepted ones will go back into the ballot box, get shaken, and then we get to do the lovely job of removing them. So if you guys could be their watchers, I guess we can pull out the number.
This one just stays here.
That just stays there.
Right.
And if I'm doing it wrong, please holler.
Good, great.
So somebody, these guys are going to look them up and we're going to watch them look them up? Sure. Or what?
Wait, this is the one you just pulled out of.
Oh, you put the envelope in?
I put the whole thing in that.
Oh, you put the envelope in, but I put the ballot in.
Oh, okay.
We just made double work for you.
All right, thanks.
It's a bad idea to have two clerks.
So right.
Just like in the corner, you're gonna put A1.
Once.
Once. Well, no matter what, it has to have a number.
But if it's rebellion.
Well, I guess you could put B. Yeah. You could do all rejected Bs.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Or R.
So we can wait till they're thumbs up.
Yeah, well, it's signed
that's absentee. Yeah.
Okay.
But so when they come in, they have to sign in okay. Here and there.
Did I take what?
Oh, yeah.
So can we start on another one just in terms of the.
Well, I have to get out of the envelope.
Oh, I got you. Sorry.
I was thinking the same.
Now the privacy sleeves in these make a whole lot more sense, though.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, why do we do an envelope inside an envelope and then put it in a ballot box? I'm like, I don't know. Just what they told me, guys.
If they didn't sign.
If they didn't sign, but their name's in here, they're still good to go because they are the registered voter in the state.
So okay. Because these would be mailed in, right?
Yes.
So they wouldn't have a book to sign.
So that's going to be in the accepted pile and will be A2.
Thanks. Right?
Correct.
Just
doing it.
Accepted. It's accepted.
You can take from this file and just make sure you, I get that one. It doesn't put that one.
Sorry, it went a little far.
Or you'll do it again.
And that's where your walker has got to be there. Double checkers. This is where you gotta watch them to make sure there aren't any mistakes like that made.
Oh, I'm sorry, I just mistake.
Making sure that like when he passes it over, it gets to her and that she writes the right number on it.
Seth.
Right.
You want to stand here?
Well, I was gonna turn these sideways or put them.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Okay.
I mean, if it ends up back in that pile, they're just gonna look it up again.
So this doesn't work for them.
Yeah. So here we go. This is unaccepted. So if we
have just passed it to me. Thanks. We'll give you the next job.
Right. Editing
those. Yeah, we only had just a few mistakes on this. I'll take your edits after and I'll fix it for next year.
Very easy. Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yep. Okay. No, you know them all.
And that signature too.
How many bad edits are there? How many mistakes did I make other than orders? But we were doing some rush changes here.
A red pen?
He's working on your dreaded now.
Yeah, no, I think I failed.
Something to be said for
half of it. I copied and proved. Back out.
Good.
Wait, what was it?
Oh yeah, that would be actually really helpful.
I'm not gonna do full stuff, just a little bit.
Maybe my brain then enough to order.
Just a little bit, see if I can help a little bit.
The order will be one person. See, oh man, that could have been Jim's job. Full mountain alphabetized on
Okay.
And then pass it down the line.
And you could have two books with an A through middle and
yeah.
You add that on your paper.
I'm sorry.
To have one person pull the absentees out and alphabetize them while the other people check and they're labeled. Started as a dick, and now I'm going to put you over.
And the book could be broken in half, and you could have A through whatever middle of the alphabet in.
Could.
The second half. And then it could be done twice as fast.
Did you get that, Yeah, because if we had all the council members and the mayor, we would have enough people to do that.
Okay.
Accepted.
I think there's at least 2 seats, not 3 seats next year. But next year we have another re-election, then we have primaries, general, and then the city council. They already sent me all the due dates for everything.
Separate.
I was like, oh, look at this. Like, this is my warm up.
I think they're good.
Yes. Alphabetizing those, that was kind of like playing with Legos and dividing everything all the same colors.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. I always have to sing some serious alphabet song, and I had to do it.
And
I'm
the trick of starting halfway through.
Yeah.
Accepted.
What was our final number?
31. And then plus the other.
Yep.
Few.
All right. So whoever makes the motion will be to accept A1 through A31.
Even though we're accepting Q1 too?
We did that.
Okay. We already did that.
Yeah. You already did that. And
gotcha.
That's weird.
This is Kyle Bishop. I move that the Election Review Board accept absentee ballots letters A1 through A31 that have been properly cast by voters registered in the city of Gustavus.
This is Councilmember Lewis. I second.
Do any council members wish to make any comment? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, may we have a roll call vote?
Councilmember Owens?
Yes.
Councilmember Makoviak?
Yes.
Councilmember Driscoll?
Yes.
Councilmember Brian Taylor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Bishop?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Vote passes with unanimous.
Vote unanimous.
So the next thing that we need to do is we will put the lid. Well, I guess we don't need to put the lid back on, but we need to take all of those ballots out of the questionnaired envelopes. So they should be in that privacy envelope. And then we need to place them into the ballot box. Then once they're all in, we'll place the lid on the ballot box and shake it. you know, start giving them nice little circulation. And then from there, we'll divvy up into our groups for tallying the vote. Sure.
Can I just steal your chair for a second?
Yeah, of course.
All right. So, Councilmember Owens and Driscoll, what you have in front of you are our tally sheets. So, seat C, the first name is going to be Rachel Patrick. Okay. All right. Pause there. Sorry, newbie still. So Jim will read off the names of the ballots as he opens them up. What you're going to do is you will write the name on the line for each seat. So he'll read seat C first, then seat D. You're going to tally 5 tallies to each box. You're going to work your way left to right on that form. Every time you hit a new set of 10, you're going to call out 10, 20, whatever it may be. It helps us make sure that we're tracking the same on both sides. Vice Mayor Bishop and Councilmember Lewis, you are going to be watching their tallies, making sure that they are not messing it up. Anytime we have a write-in, Councilmember Makoviak will tell you the name. You'll write it down in the correct seat and then tally for that one. Any questions? All right. I will be watching Councilmember Makoviak to make sure he's reading it correctly.
And I just want to add that now that we're in the counting part, that there's no breaks, there's no talking, side talk, and you should have your microphones on.
The thing is, once we take these, where do the ballots go? Make sure we don't count them twice or anything.
You're just going to hand it to me, and I will put it over here.
Okay.
And when you get to write-ins, will you spell their name?
Sorry?
Will you spell their name?
Actually, I'm going to stand on the other side.
Okay, Council Seat C, Rachel Marie Patrick. Council Seat D,
so you'll see under each large rectangle on that left-hand side, that's where their name goes. Then there's a 1 and a 2. You're going to work on that first row of tallies. That's the first 100. And then you would go down to that second row of tallies. That's the second 100.
We need to put the full names.
That's fine.
And also write your names on the top right as the election official and witness.
Yeah, we got the first one done,
yeah,
then?
Hold on. Wait one moment. You're going to need to write your name on both sheets. I think they need the seat they need then.
Okay, we'll start over. And then once you're good on everything, say good or something like that, and then I'll pass the ballot over and we'll move to the next one. Okay.
We're doing the first ballot. Will you please reread
okay.
the first ballot?
Council, City Council Seat C, Rachel Marie Patrick. City Council Seat D, Ryan Mitchell Taylor. Council Seat C, Rachel Marie Patrick. Council Seat D, Noel Faravag. Farevaag. Council seat C, Rachel Marie Patrick. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, Rachel Marie Patrick. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, Rachel Marie Patrick. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, Rachel Marie Patrick. Council seat D, Sally Lesh, L-E-S-H. Council seat C, Jane Button, J-A-N-E-B-U-T-T-O-N. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, there's no one listed. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor.
Should we call nobody?
No. Council seat C, Tanner Horst, T-A-N-N-E-R. H-O-R-S-T. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, no one is listed. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, Rachel Marie Patrick. Council seat D, Sally McLaughlin, S-A-L-L-Y-M-C-L-A-U-G-H-L-I-N.
Can you spell that again?
Sally, S-A-L-L-Y-M-C-L-A-U-G-H-L-I-N. Council seat C, no one listed. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, Jane Button. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, no one listed. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor.
It's blank. Mm-hmm.
Council seat C, Rachel Marie Patrick. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor.
Council seat C, Rachel Marie Patrick. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, Steve Hemenway, Steve Hemenway. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, no one listed. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, John Sanchez, JohnSanchez, as in Zorro. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, no one listed. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, Rachel Marie Patrick. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, Rachel Marie Patrick. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, no one listed. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor.
Did you get 10? So it's going to be 20.
20.
When you get to the list, say 20.
Council seat C, no one listed. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, no one listed. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, Lou Cacioppo, LouCacciopo. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, Rachel Marie Patrick. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, Rachel Marie Patrick. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, no one listed. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, Rachel Marie Patrick. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, Rachel Marie Patrick. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor. Council seat C, Rachel Marie Patrick. Council seat D, Brian Mitchell Taylor.
So if you could please go and give the tallies on the far right-hand corner for each column, for each row.
Yes. And then
yeah, but you know what?
No.
Sam,
right. It seems some good prospects for them.
Yeah.
All right, so seat C, we don't have any write-ins with more than, yeah, so let's, I'm gonna, yeah, we'll make notes on this and then we can transfer it. Does that work? All right, so seat C, we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 write-ins with a total of 6 votes. That's what, 15 here total the election. And 13, right? 13 total votes. All right. And Rachel received 16 votes. Check that. 6. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Plus 16. Please double check my math. Yep.
Why we do this?
This is why we have multiple eyes. All right. So that gives us a total of Rachel Marie Patrick with 134 votes. And then there were an additional 12 write-ins, receiving a total of 14 votes for seat C. Seat D, No, Sally McLaughlin had one with 14 here, so that's a total of 15 plus two additional, the total of three. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then Brian had. then Brian had 29 votes. That's 133. 104. 29.
Yep.
All right, so we had Brian Taylor with in seat D with 133 votes. Sally McLaughlin write-in with 15 votes, an additional 10 write-ins for a total of 12 votes for seat D. All right, so now we'll make it nice.
Do you want to pass it around and have everybody look at it, or?
Do we do that?
Mm-hmm. Or do we don't want to just transfer it?
You can transfer it.
You want to pass it around and have them look?
I mean, you can. That's fine. Does all the math work out with the ballots and everything?
We haven't gotten that far. I guess we should do that on the back.
Yeah.
This one's a little different. You said you printed a couple of these?
Yeah.
I think there was one absentee we mailed out that we didn't get back. How many? We had 31 absentees that were cast. And we accepted all 31. Rejected zero. No, we don't have a spot on here for absentee ballots that went out but didn't come back.
No, but it's
yeah, but we had the question ballot.
Total absentee cast. Unused is accounted for there.
Total question ballots cast, 2, 1 accepted, 1 rejected. All right. So 144 plus 144 plus 226 plus 31 plus 2 plus the one spoiled should get 404. That is not right.
Well, wouldn't those be subtracted from it? So we're going to give us the right number.
Oh, okay. So I put this number here, but it's supposed to be properly casted, which would be the 141.
Okay.
Because otherwise, those ones that we, the two, question and the spoiled, or we're getting counted twice.
And we'll be
because we don't do the spoiled because we already counted it up there.
Yep.
All right, you're good at a total 400. What's
What time did we start counting the ballots? Does anybody know? I can look back on the recording and take it from the time started, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. We'll write it nice. All right. Can you, but he has to sign off on it. So do we need to do that now or?
Well, we could pull it from the recording, like when we started the recording. To where we started counting, if you get.
Yeah, but he has to sign it during the meeting, correct?
You do have to sign that.
Yeah. So it should be complete before he signs it, before we sign it.
Anybody have any
idea? Anybody sending any side text messages? Anybody?
It was about 7.
Yeah. It took us 30 minutes.
It's about
7 when we started. All right. Does everybody agree on a 7 p.m. approximate start time of counting? I need to take an official roll call vote on that. Okay. All right. Do you have the nice one? Thanks. Do you have a nice handwriting?
No. Worse than my butter.
That's cool. I'm just going to process an initial and put in the right one. Mm-hmm. You good with that? Yeah. It's a good warm up. The bug. All right, we do need a motion to accept these results. So, do you want to pass this around for everybody to look at? Is that what we need to do? Yes. What? Oh. Man, I'm getting all kinds of point of orders.
Point of order, right?
Yep, pretty much.
It
send her the proposal for me? After a motion. You just fill out a nice one. I can add a little bit to my
sentence. A little squish.
I didn't really finish.
Are we ready? All right, this is Councilmember Driscoll. I move that the Election Review Board accept the tally of the ballots as tallied and certify the report of election results.
I'll second that, Jim Muskopiak.
Do any council members wish to make any comment? Hearing none, Madam Clerk, may we have a roll call vote?
Yes, Vice Mayor. Councilmember Muskopiak?
Yes.
Councilmember Driscoll?
Yes.
Councilmember Brian Taylor?
Yes.
Vice Mayor Bishop?
Yes.
Councilmember Lewis?
Yes.
Councilmember Owens? Everybody voted in favor. Motion passes.
And we've already signed and certified, so there's no objection to that. Yep. And now I will announce the winners for City Council Seat C. We have Rachel Marie Patrick. And for Seat D, we have Brian Mitchell Taylor. That last opportunity for any council member comment. Does anyone have anything?
I would just like to thank the candidates, now council members, Brian Taylor and Rachel Patrick. Thank you very much for standing up, serving.
I second that. Anyone else? Then I say we adjourn. At 7:30 on the dot.
Woohoo!
Oh, bathroom.